It's 7:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The first post-Thanksgiving test results are appearing, and cases of coronavirus are continuing to rise in Colorado. More than 1 in 10 tests for the virus is positive. There are nearly 2,000 people in the hospital with COVID-19, a number that is stretching hospital capacity across the state. Health officials worry that the Thanksgiving spike will overrun those facilities. Pueblo County is developing a plan to ease economic pressure on businesses that have had to close or reduce capacity. KRCC's Andrea Chalfin has more.
County officials are looking to develop a plan modeled after one currently in operation in Mesa County. It would allow businesses following certain protocols to operate at capacities greater than what's mandated under current state levels. Commissioner Terry Hart.
It's a tough balance trying to figure out what we need to do to control this virus, but at the same time, not crush the economy.
Both the city and county of Pueblo have coronavirus relief funds that can go to businesses, but it's considered a temporary fix. Andrea Chalfin, KRCC News.
Most everyone at the U.S. Capitol says they want to pass coronavirus relief, but congressional leaders are still no closer, CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
On Tuesday, a bipartisan group of rank-and-file lawmakers released a framework for a new coronavirus relief package. Democratic Representative Ed Perlmutter says he'll consider all COVID-19 relief legislation that comes forward and will continue to push for immediate relief. Representative Jason Crow believes a deal is needed and will review the proposal. And Representative Diana DeGette says while the plan is far from perfect, she hopes it will help jumpstart the process to pass legislation soon. It might have done just that. Both Republican and Democratic leaders released updated plans of their own hours later. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
All of Denver's free city-run COVID-19 testing sites will be closed today because of the weather. The Denver area is expecting snow and temperatures below freezing for most of the day. Both the city and the state health departments have alternative testing locations listed on their websites. The city says it plans to reopen the testing sites tomorrow. And this morning it's just 16 degrees in Denver, 19 in Colorado Springs. Highs will be in the 20s and 30s along the Front Range today and then a bit warmer tomorrow. This is CPR News.